So my favourite micro moment of the conference has been last night when Natalie was reading and she said, what was the line? The mission bell tolls or something like that, and the bell went.
The clanging of the mission bell.
Right, and then the bell went off.
Yes.
That's in a way what this piece is about, the relationship between language and the sounds of the world. This piece comes from the.
have you got a drink back there?
Amazing.
Yeah. Can I get a white wine spritzer, please? This piece comes from the Chiricahua Mountains, which is in southeast Arizona, which is a beautiful mountain range that I spent some time in last fall. Also, a very complicated political landscape, as all of southern Arizona is. I have the feeling that we don't share experiences. We just share recording media. Still, I want to give you a sense of it. The texture of the ground while walking. A sense of air in the mountains. Of a temporary architecture.
It's pretty, it's pretty safe. It's just a setup.
Of a vastness of space.
Nice squares!
Oh, this is heavy.
You don't want to be heavy.
Yeah, but it could be.
Yeah.
The world is getting away from itself. We accept the giddy and glee when it is given. And what we have here is a game play.
Anyone with that?
Hey.
A sound triggered memory of high desert mountains. And you're holding this heft of wood. And we are throwing these word rocks at you.
Whoa!
And you're hitting them miles and miles into a sense of the world.
Beautiful!
A life spun out from the shape of the rocks.
What did you hear?
We hear it, the stone-fizzed air. An instrument that measures barometric pleasures. A song of air swings. A frequency of vibrations. A world made only of sound.
Whoa!
Hear it?
That's
a world that for all its aeriality still has gravity.
Catch it!
A world where if you don't catch things, they hit the ground.
Jesus
God. That's enough rocks.
Crazy.
We can use muscle to mop.
Okay.
Watch out.
Kevin's going to be in Vegas.
Makes me think of all the
variety of terrain
to kind of across different crusty surfaces.
Yeah.
Different crusty surfaces, soft surfaces. Incredible.
The medium-sized
rocks strewn everywhere. These are potentially kind of
assembling. Drunk. We're walking sort of half stumbling down a short, steep incline. If rocks can have regular shapes, then these are irregular, perfectly sized to make walking an amusing hazard. Every step on the flatter terrain is a rock you have to warp your ankle around. On the incline, the rocks just slide out from underneath your footfall. It's the kind of landscape where it helps to fall gracefully. We can almost hear the crunch of the scrubby plants underfoot. All these dry and soft spike things that live at shin height. Head height, we're slaloming through a cluster of furry mullein plants. Our lungs are the instruments measuring the mountain air. The breath in our words gives the sense of exertion and altitude.
Well, I was taking landscapes and I was drawing them on top of each other, and then once I would do that in this formula I developed, I would then erase, and so that it created this own space, you know? So I would take stuff out and add stuff and take stuff out, and then it would be this new space. Yeah. You getting all my panting?
The breath, footfall, they're such human scale signatures. Our audio umwelt, our envelope. Vastness is what leaves us and then comes back transformed.
Look at that bird.
Yeah.
What do you get?
There's people down there.
Where? Oh, wow. Are they camping? Looks like they're carrying. They're carrying like white squares.
Seeing carrying squares?
There's squares down there.
There's smoothing squares.
They're talking. On top of the outlook, looking north, a group of people carrying large white squares are picking their way across the slope. They're a few hundred feet below us, maybe a quarter mile or half a K as the crow flies. What exactly they're doing is an open question.
It's curious.
What are they doing? Squares in the landscape. Are they even following a path? Should we yell out to them?
Mm-hmm.
Should I?
Ask.
What are the people doing? Hi! Nice!
Great stuff.
Thanks.